This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and so glad to be with you guys today. And I tell you, the weather here is looking good, but it's getting a little hot now. So I think it needs to cool down a little bit, but we're getting a little hot here in my state. I don't know how you guys are, where you are located, but you know what? Hey, I tell you, we have some extreme weather where I'm located, and it's just crazy at times of how these weather patterns just operate and change. So, but anyway, but you know what? No complaints here. All is well, and I thank God for a great day. I really do. And, you know, we call this podcast Thoughts Become Things because, as many of you know, from a biblical standpoint of view, I'm a firm believer that you help to create your life by how you think. And it caters, you know, your thoughts actually bring forth manifestations. Your thoughts bring forth and birth forth things into a new reality. Things that are in your old reality and things that begin to sort of shift it and reshape it and birth forth a new reality. And a lot of times within our lives, we don't stop to really think about that and recognize the fact that, you know, change is inevitable, right? Destiny actually is inevitable. You know, your destiny, for example, can be something of, you know, taking the high road. You know, the Bible says pressing towards the mark of the high call. But if there's a high call, there's also a low call, right? And so destiny within itself does not always mean what you're destined to do in the sense of God's kingdom. A lot of times we can be destined for things that we feel within ourselves that we are actually needing to get done, right? And so our destiny within our own mind and consciousness can be of a lower call. Did you know that? And so we can look and say, hey, man, I've accomplished a lot. I'm pressing towards, you know, my destiny, and I've got my business going. I've got this going and that going. And that's great. But the thing is, we want to make sure that true kingdom destiny is the one that's being revealed and then manifested, because that's the highest call. You know, when you think of humans being on this planet, if you really think about it, the best that we can do outside of God really is pressing towards the mark of the low call, right? Because within humanity, there's a low call. And so therefore, the very best you can do on this planet as a human being can produce a lot, but it can only produce a low call. Think about that. But when we get into the kingdom of God, when we have an awakening experience to God's presence and God's reality, then what happens is we begin to have a higher consciousness, which basically means moving in the mind of Christ, getting into a place where we think from a higher perspective, think from a higher point of view, right? Because think of it this way. The Bible says, according to Paul, that we are seated in heavenly places. So of us being seated in heavenly places, that means that there's a highness, there's a higher call where my mind is supposed to reside, which means when I press towards a mark, I'm going to press towards a mark of the highest call. Because the kingdom is the high call, right? Humanity has a great low call, and a lot of people on this planet are accomplishing it. And you know what? And that's great and wonderful, and they're doing it. They're making it happen, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. However, in the kingdom of God, there is something that's higher. Because the Bible even says, going from glory to glory. So really, when you think of the inevitable of the kingdom of God, you think of the reality that has no limits, no boundaries, right? And so that's a place where true kingdom destiny resides, where I'm under the shadow of the Almighty, being protected, because now I can accelerate into His presence at a higher pace, at a higher frequency, a higher vibration, whatever word you want to put there. But the truth is, I'm going to go higher, because that is true kingdom destiny. And when I get to that place, that means nothing is impossible for me to accomplish. And me walking as a human being on this planet, guess what? There are things in me, because like I just said, you know, nothing shall be impossible. There are things on this planet, when I move towards a low call of my low destiny, for lack of better words, then guess what? There's going to be some limitations there, right? And there are going to be things that are going to be impossible for me to accomplish. And so I can reroute myself. But if I get into my mindset of the kingdom on true destiny, then what happens is everything begins to be possible. Everything that is, that the natural world has to bypass because of impossibilities. I can actually go through the impossibilities because I can do all things through Christ, and nothing can stop me because the power of God that works in me resurrects what needs to be resurrected, and the power that needs to be put to death, the words that I speak are power of life and death, so I can trample upon serpents and scorpions, like the Bible says, and nothing shall harm me. I can trample upon the things of limitations. I can trample upon the boundaries that humankind can't really press into, because the only way to go into the unlimited is moving the mind of Christ, right? And that's the only place you can truly say that I can do all things through Christ. That whatever is, all things are made possible for those that believe. And so through that reality, guess what? That brings, what I'm going to talk about for a couple minutes, is transformation. That brings a dynamic door to transformation. And what that means is this, is that when you begin to operate in the fullness of true kingdom destiny, and things are beginning to be plowed down that some people in this world have to bypass because they can't, because things are too impossible for them, so they find something else to do, and they reroute themselves, which in the kingdom, we don't have to reroute ourselves, because destiny is always, you know, plowing the ground for us so I can accomplish anything, right? And so when you think about transformation, in order for me to go to a higher place in destiny, in the kingdom, there has to be transformation. You know, when people begin to say, I'm going to own this, I'm going to have this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, because God's prophesied to me, God said I could, you know, so-and-so said I could, I believe God spoke to me this way, and that is all true and wonderful and great. However, you will never, hear me closely, you will never, and I know there's some people on here that are listening to me that says, yes, I can name you my good friend in Colorado, who recently, she's like, God said there's going to be some changes, some good things happening, I'm going to be moving. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, what's going on? A lot of changes going on here. I'm going to have to like plow the ground on. What's going on with that? But guess what? She can plow the ground, because nothing's impossible for her. And so anytime you're going to go higher, anytime you're going to go further or deeper, there has to be. I mean, it's pretty much like a kingdom law. There has to be transformation. Transitioning always requires transformation, always. And so you're going to have to begin to remember that anytime you go further, deeper, higher, gaining more, losing something that's, you know, sabotaging your life, whatever the case may be, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which basically means you'll be transformed into a different way of thinking. Because think about it this way, if something is stopping me in my life right now that I can't seem to, you know, I'm trying to overcome it, I can't seem to get it out of the way, but I know I can because I can do all things through Christ, but I can't seem to plow that ground, does it mean that all things are possible for me? Yes, it still does. Does it mean I need to reroute myself? Not really. What it means here is the only thing that's stopping me is not God in the kingdom destiny mentality. What's stopping me is a silly, ridiculous, you know, crazy paradigm that God has wanted me to break, that I've set upon myself, that's a limitation. And so it's my duty, my job to break it. I don't need deliverance. I don't need anybody to, you know, scream and shout at me, because the Bible says it's my responsibility to cast down vain imagination. It's not even God's responsibility. God, take this thought away from me. Well, He can't. He can't. Because the Bible makes it plain that it's the empowerment here. You have the empowerment to cast down vain imagination. And anything else in your thoughts that would come against the knowledge of God, you are the one commanded to take it down. Anything else. Think about that. Anything that pops in your mind, you have the power to cast it down. Because if it comes against the kingdom destiny of your life, it is your duty and your responsibility, not God's, to cast it down. Because that's the law of the kingdom. There's things I'm responsible for that God wills me to be responsible for that He won't touch, because He wants me to grow and experience and know my empowerment. And there's things that He's required to do, for lack of a better word, requirement, that He will do for me that I can't do. And so those are the kingdom things of knowing that no matter what change it comes my way, I have to transform. I have to have my mind shall renew itself, because in order for me to be able to accomplish what I need to accomplish, I'm going to have to get rid of a thought, which actually will trigger other things, which will affect other areas of my life. And what is that called? Transformation. Because anytime you start changing the way you think, you're being transformed, right? And that's the only way that happens. You can only be transformed when thoughts begin to be rearranged. I want you to think about that. What is transformation? When your thoughts start being rearranged. Some are added, some are taken away. Some of them are re-examined in the sense of a different way to see it from that angle. It's like, for example, if somebody is rejected, oh my gosh, I was rejected. She rejected me. They can go 20 years and say, she rejected me. She rejected me. I've been trying to work through it, or maybe I have, you know, worked through it. And then somewhere down their road in their journey, when they're being transformed because they're willing and wanting to go further and deeper, guess what happens then? When that happens, they shift and say, wait a minute, hold on. I don't feel that presence of rejection anymore. So, and then they start looking at that and saying, well, maybe it really wasn't rejection. Maybe it was needed for transformation. Maybe it was needed for a renewal. Maybe it was needed because I needed to change. And the only way in our lives, folks, that causes us to change is sometimes, honestly, when our experiences are touched and sometimes shot arrows at them, and sometimes joy comes and a happy baby comes, a new job comes, or sometimes a death comes, or sometimes, you know, this happens, or maybe I go through this situation, or maybe I lose my job. Whatever the case may be, something will be, like the old saying, a wrench will be thrown into the gear and disturb it. Why? Because you got to be transformed. Transformation is required in order for this thing to change. And that is just inevitable in our lives. And so don't think for a moment that something happens. And the old saying that when people say these crazy things, you know, such as new levels, new devils, oh my gosh, folks, seriously, come on. I mean, tell me one place in the New Testament where there even says anything about different levels of demons. It's not in there. It sounds so great, and gosh, no, God knows, years ago, I actually believed that stuff. And until God says, Jeremy, it's not in my word. Jeremy, stop creating this stuff. Jeremy, stop manifesting this stuff. You know, and I'm like, you know, because I mean, my life was just going one and after, like wrenches were being thrown into gears in my life all the time. I'm like, what on earth is going on? You know, so it sounds great. Sounds a great, you know, saying, you know, new levels, new devils. But folks, it's not biblical. Come on. It doesn't say you go from glory to glory, and it doesn't say, with that said, you got higher level of angels, nor does it say you got higher level of devils. It just says you go from glory to glory, faith to faith. And so with you going higher and further, your greatest enemy is your thoughts, because you will be renewed and you will be transformed. That's just reality, folks. And so through that, you've got to begin to examine this and understand that new levels means just transformation. Don't be speaking devils over your life. My goodness, who in their right mind would want to say new levels, new devils? What you're saying when you say junk like that, what you're saying is, if I go to a new level, I'm inviting a new level of higher level of demons in my life. I don't want to say that. I don't want to think it, because it's not biblical. It's not true. But yet it can happen to you if you're saying, in order for me to go higher, I'm going to have a new level of devils hit me. That's exactly what you're saying. So that little phrase that sounds so cute and everything can curse you and sabotage you. And God didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. You're the one that did it, because we suffer from a lack of knowledge. So quit saying crazy things in the charismatic move just because it sounds good. It's ridiculous. It doesn't even sound good. I mean, is that something to rejoice about? New level, new devil. Yay. Who's going to rejoice about that? Maybe if they're high, smoking some weed. I mean, let's be real about it, folks. Come on. I mean, you know, nobody's going to be rejoicing over that. So why even say it? If it's not something to rejoice about and it's not biblical, don't let it come out of your mouth, all right? You know, I like to joke with you guys. And so that's the key thing you've got to understand, is what is required of you to go higher is a renewed mind, transformation. And many of you have, no offense, sabotaged, I've been there, sabotaged the door to walk through that causes dynamic transformation. Why? Because we don't realize how to begin to get that, you know, that jar. In other words, like, this door is a jar. It, you know, we don't know how to get that door open, because something is, you know, like I said earlier, that wrench is thrown in the gear. I don't know how to get this thing moving and motivated and opened, because there's a paradigm. There's something that is stopping you mentally, and I'm going to help you through that. I really want to help you through that. And so I want to recommend two things to each one of you, or to all of you, not each one of you, there's thousands listening, to every one of you, and that is this, two things. Number one, please set up a life coaching session with me. Life coaching sessions can be 30 minutes or an hour long. All you got to do is call the office or go on my website, identitynetwork.net, and click on above where it says that toolbar. It'll say need a life coaching session, and you can select a package of life coaching sessions, which saves you money, or you can get a 30-minute or an hour. Either way, many of you, from what God told me, is you're on the verge, you're the brink of a breakthrough. And I don't even like to use the word breakthrough, because that's not even a New Testament word. But we love that word though, right? And it sounds great. But you're on the verge of shifting to going higher. And so because of that, we want to be able to find out what is jarred, what is getting you stuck. And so I can help you out with that. But the main thing I want to talk to you guys about is going to the website, identitynetwork.net, and downloading a dynamic series idea that is literally, purchased every single day. Every single day since I've put it out. Every single day we sell it. It's called Walking Through the Door to Transformation. Walking Through the Door to Transformation. It's a series that I have 6 dynamic teachings in, and plus it comes with 2 free ebooks involved in it. But I deal with the law of transformation, the law of revolution. I deal with awakening to that reality. I deal with how to go to a higher level. I deal with the requirements, and which is a biblical thing because it deals with the mind. I deal with all these different things within these teachings, and every single person who's ever gotten this series have told me, Jeremy, it changed me. I know what's going on now. I know where I need to change. I know what's happening. That's what I want you to think and understand, folks. That. How to begin to get past that. And I want to help you get past that. So go right now to the website. Once again, identitynetwork.net. And enter the keywords in the search engine, walking through the door to transformation. I'll say it again, walking through the door to transformation. You might can just put walking through the door. And when you do, you'll see it and you can find the one that says to transformation. It's a digital download series. Download it today, folks. It's not that expensive. And trust me, if it's worth you moving into kingdom destiny, hey, I will pay whatever to do that. So number one, get a life coaching session from me. Number two, download that series today, walking through the door to transformation. You'll be glad you did. All right. Hey guys, thank you again for always letting me be present. Sharing what's on my heart, sharing what God put on my heart, and moving into the future with you guys and see where we're all going to go, where we're all going to manifest, what biblical principles are going to begin to just, help us overcome these things and see where you guys are going to end up. I love the journey I'm on. I don't know about you, but sometimes there's some good and bad in it and some parts I wish I could sort of erase. But you know what? It's a dynamic journey. It's a journey that I must take. My life is a journey I must take, and I can only take it. And so therefore, bring it on. Whatever comes my way, bring it on, because it's all for His glory and my learning and my power coming out in me day after day after day that God's initiated and established in me. And God will put whatever in your path to awaken that power in you to where you can see who you are. I love it. So, anyway, today, download that today, set up a life coaching session with me, and as I always say when I close, which I love this phrase, I think 20 years from now I'll still be saying the same phrase, if you don't like your day, I got great news for you. Change the way you see it. Change your thoughts about a situation that stumped you in that day, and you'll change the rest of your day. It'll help change your life. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.